Mr. Smith Talks Triathlon, Episode 39, Patience, Young Jedi. Mr. Smith Talks Triathlon, practical triathlon advice for everyday athletes. Pro or recreational amateur, nothing happens overnight, apart from a good sleep.
Beautiful. It's just poetry every week.
I did watch Dead Poets Society over the weekend when it was chucking it down with rain. So
got some inspiration.
Yeah, got some inspiration. But patience, young Jedi. What?
Yeah, bit bizarre, isn't it? Thought it's time just to have a bit of a chat about, just thinking, making sure we're thinking long term rather than always trying to be the fastest that we possibly can right now.
The tone of your voice has changed for this podcast, Gerard. Have you gone all
deep and philosophical?
Is that a joss stick I can smell in the background?
No, we're always trying to do practical things, and this one is perhaps not so quite tangible. You can take things away and fiddle and change and do, but I think it's really important in the scheme of what we're doing.
I love these ones where I can just make stuff up. But before we go into the enlightening conversation that you're about to provide, last time we talked about technology, GPS devices.
Almost the opposite of this one.
I'm sure everyone's feverishly been working on fields and functionality.
Good.
A quick summary.
Yeah, so we talked about these things. They're fantastic, but they're not there to control you. They're there to help you learn and figure out how you can get the most out of your training. And the ultimate is really to get to where you actually don't need the device because you are so in tune with yourself and your level of efforts.
Yeah, and I'm sure you very seldom see, particularly it might be at the shorter distances, but Olympic tri, the Brownlee boys and Gomez don't have a watch on.
No.
They're just going purely on feel and race situation, I guess.
Now, they will actually be collecting data because they have a look at it afterwards and someone will analyze it with them. But yeah, that they are racing to feel, like you said. They're there to race.
They have clearly much flasher technology that can be,
gleaned
remotely and all sorts. But and the other thing, you did mention about customizing.
Mm.
I don't know whether anybody has talked to other people in the squad because it'd be intriguing. So, what's your standard field of data when you're out for a ride?
Yeah.
And why?
Yeah.
Because
I think we should have that discussion on Facebook amongst the squad.
Let's do that.
Let's.
And if you are then looking to spend a month's mortgage on a new device, the place to research. Someone's already done the research.
Yeah, that's right.
DC Rainmaker.
Yep. Go look him up. Everything you need to know about all these devices, it's there. Guaranteed.
Superb. Now, let's just bring it down a little. If you can cross your legs, I can't, not flexible enough. Just take in a deep breath and let's talk about patience.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And I'm not talking about the sort of patients that go to hospital when you've come off your bike. We're talking about just letting time take care of things.
Yeah, so we live in a world where it's all about instant gratification. Okay, we can get money and loans on tap. You can buy 6-minute abs. Anything goes, okay? It's all there. You can have it all right now. But really, when you think about it, if you're cooking your chicken and you microwave it, does it taste as good as if you roast it beautifully? Roasting takes longer. So which do you want? Do you want the really good stuff or the quick and easy? And that's really what we're talking about here.
That is a great analogy. A great analogy. Yeah.
All right. So, look, it's about patience and time. There's a couple of quotes that I really, really like. And the first one, I can't remember actually who said this or where it came from. It's the 40 boring weeks that make the final 12 weeks successful.
Mm.
Okay. We all get excited about the really big, sexy training, the stuff that's happening as we're getting close to an event and we're doing our most, we're doing the biggest, the best. But really, that's only made successful by all of the work that you put in before it. There's the people who are an overnight success seem to come out of nowhere. They've been plugging away at it for years and years to develop themselves. So I really like that idea. And the other one I like is a coach. I think I mentioned it before, actually, Joe Friel, grandfather or godfather of triathlon coaching.
Yeah.
Most people overestimate what they can achieve in the short term and underestimate what they can achieve in the long term. And it's so true. So I just really want to plant these seeds about being patient. Okay, that there's only so much you can do to change your fitness here and now. So let's think about the big picture and make sure that we're doing it for your event in the long term. And look, possibly even ideally even beyond that. You think about the Olympians, they probably have world champs every year and things like that, but they're still thinking 4-8 years ahead for when the next Olympic cycle is. Really, really big picture stuff.
Yeah, and I think it really relates to a bunch of the podcasts we've done, which are not so much about the training, but about the lives that we lead.
Yeah.
And the balance. And I know I joked a little bit about, peace and tranquility and, mm-hmm. Crossing our legs, but none of us, or very few of us, are super duper, mega athletes. We've certainly got some people who are podium contenders at age group.
Yeah.
That's a different league to the majority of us. But you do, these sort of things take a lot of time. Mm. And then when you go back to, you've talked about injuries and the patience needed to come back from injuries.
And a lot of those injuries come from pushing too hard, doing too much too soon, because you can be in a rush or it's feeling really good right now.
Yeah, and I will, me as an example, we've eased into the running because I did have some issue, Achilles issues, and it's quite frustrating. You look at the schedule and, oh, blimey, 3 30-minute runs, is that the lot? I'm never going to achieve anything with that.
Yeah.
But somewhere along the line, you've got to trust the coach and follow, there is some method to your madness.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a gazillion analogies around good things take time and all that sort of carry on, but there is a human trait where we just want now.
Yeah.
Why can't I do it yesterday?
Yeah.
Well, let's just think about not yesterday, but let's think about yesterday in 365 days and target that.
Yep.
It is, as you said, very philosophical, but it's quite hard to in this world to get people to cut, slow down a bit.
And look, there's another variable in there as well, that we do training as a squad. And so it's very easy to get caught up in that and chasing other people all the time because, well, my group's going faster, I need to keep up, or I don't want to be left behind. I'll get as fast as that person if I do this.
Yeah, but your usual group might be 6 people who are all having a really good day.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've had a bit of a rough day at work. You didn't manage to get lunch. So, it's about listening to your body, listening to your mind, and understanding that you've just got to be a little bit patient.
Yeah. Yep. Bang on. And so some of these discussions that I have with people, then there's the question of, well, how am I going to get faster if I'm kind of holding back right now? And I think one of the things is that it's your example with the 3 lots of 30 minutes runs. Okay. If you did that week in, week out, your fitness is actually going to build, even though it seems like so little, because it is the accumulation of total training over time. There's never one magic workout. Yes, we progress through things and do different workouts, different intensities, but it's that overall accumulation. So you can still get faster without absolutely killing yourself every single session. And I think one of the big things too is to really fall in love with the process of training. And so it's not just the medal, it's not just the race. It's if you really love the training day in, day out, week in, week out, then that's going to be part of your life for the long term. And then you can achieve some really great things in the long term.
Yeah, and you've got to think that most of us love, at least close to love,
yeah,
the training. Because there's so many other things you'd be doing with your life.
Totally, yeah.
Who wants that 5:30 alarm call, 3 days a week, and the getting up early to go in for a 3-hour ride and hope that you're back in time before the kids get out of bed? And, those are pressures you're putting on yourself. So there's anybody who says they hate the training.
Yeah.
But find another sport.
Yeah, totally.
Without sounding too harsh.
No, yeah, great call.
Because it's a big time commitment.
Yeah.
And you have got to love it.
Yeah.
And there are probably some people who love the training more than they do the event.
Absolutely. Yeah. The event terrifies some people.
Yeah. They'll train away and then race day comes and it's like, yeah. Interesting. But yeah, you have got to, and it is a process, as we've said.
Yeah.
Patience. The process is a long one.
Yep.
So enjoy / love the journey.
There's a great posting that's been on Facebook a number of times, and someone's written and then crossed out, today I have to ... like get up at 5 a.m. to go for a run. And you cross that out, you change it, turn that around. Today I get to go for my run. And that mindset about it is shows that you how much you love the process and the training.
That is interesting, and I'll put my hand up. Over the weekend, I know you changed a couple of things in my schedule, so I had something tonight, funnily enough, that was different, and I did use the word have.
Yeah.
I said to my wife, I have to do, so perhaps I need, a little bit of a, which probably reflects that I wasn't really looking forward to it, but we say love it, you can't look forward to every session.
No, absolutely, because, you're going to have those bad days, and you...
Again, it's not our life, because there's other things we do.
Yeah.
But, do you love going to work?
So remember that we choose to do this.
Yeah. Give yourself the little reminder when it's, when you're, torrential rain.
Yeah.
It's 3 degrees. You were the one that got out of bed to go do that.
Yeah.
Yep.
So with all of that in mind, is that then you can take specific steps towards your goal. And it might be that you identify some things around your running as something that needs work, or mindset needs some work, whatever it is, then you can start setting up those that process to get you faster over time.
Yep. And as you said in a previous podcast, not everybody's about faster.
Yeah.
Some are about competing, but just completing.
Yeah.
The camaraderie, the people that love the squad training, again, as we said earlier, but not so mad about the race day.
Yeah.
Because it might be all a bit too much.
Yeah.
Because we do have a great squad where, we train hard, but we have good laugh along the way.
Have a lot of fun too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Great.
So into some of the sort of specific areas.
So if you do want to improve your performance, then let's look at each of the disciplines, okay? Swimming. First of all, there are so few people who can improve swimming on their own. So getting into a squad, some coaching, something where you're getting feedback is so, so important with that. And then taking that and having dedicated practice, okay? You can hop in the pool and swim all the mindless lengths you want, but it's not going to really change much.
Yep.
You've got to do something specific and dedicate yourself to it.
And whether it's true or not, so much is down to technique.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Same fitness level. But if you were able to change a couple of technique things, then...
Like getting your legs a bit higher in the water?
I really wasn't going to use myself as an example. But, even there are days when you say something and I change it and it feels different and it feels better.
Yeah.
Does it always stick? No, not always. But it's a real, a real reflection that technique is so key, and you can't see yourself swim unless you get someone to come along to the pool and video you. But having someone like you, poolside, who can actually see it in real life, and yes, you do videos and analysis, getting a coach, absolutely crucial. I know we've slightly moved away from the fluffy philosophical side, but it's something, irrespective of the effort you're putting in or whatever, think about getting that coaching.
But also, you've been working on this over the long term. A couple of years ago, you were swimming well. Let the swimming go down a bit, which is totally fine. But you've been coming back up. You've been feeling better in the water. We've seen it in the time trials. But it's taken time, eh?
Yeah. That's so interesting. We did a time trial. You talk about things taking time. We did a time trial and, people said, how'd you go? Did you get a PB? Well, no, my PB is about 3 years ago when I was a heck of a lot fitter and it ended up being a lot more consistent swimming. So, I know there was a bit of a gap, but again, it's a couple of years to get back into it. So it is a process.
Yeah.
And I'm loving the journey.
That's what we like to hear.
Did that almost sound sincere?
Oh, I wish I could have got a picture of that.
So what about the bike?
With the bike, it's, again, a big part of it is how much cycling you do over time. There's people who come into it and naturally have some ability in that. Others just need more time to figure out how to move the body in that way.
Yeah.
To build up a bit of strength on the bike, to develop their handling skills. So, yeah, biking, it's time, but there's also about training hard enough at times and easy enough at other times as well.
Yeah, those different intensities. Mm. And again, I know we were talking about patience, but you know, the bike, there has to be patience, because there's some other things that impact your cycling, whether it be the weather.
Yeah.
And also psychologically, the sessions are much longer than the running or the swimming.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So 5 hours on the bike, you know, you've got to be patient while you're on the bike. but again, you just got to just expect that the results will come eventually.
Yes.
Not tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when we look at the run, to be honest, the biggest thing there is staying injury free.
Yeah.
Because we talked earlier about how it's the overall accumulation of running. So if you're someone who gets injured and has time out of running, that really does set you back. You're far better to do a little bit less, maybe a little bit less intensity, but keep you running consistently over time.
Yeah. And you've mentioned it before, and you as the use case, when you came back after your op, swimming came back pretty quick.
Yeah.
Biking-ish, but running was the harder one. It's the hardest one on the body.
Yeah, that's
so it is going to be the one that just takes that time to come back. And again, be patient, because particularly if you are coming back from an injury, if you're not patient,
yeah, you're going to be
surprise, surprise,
backwards again.
Yeah, yep. So all of those are about getting strong and durable, and less likely to break, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah, very much.
And that just takes time.
That's it. Yep.
Yeah.
And that will keep you being consistent over time. So actually, that's a good point about the strong and durable. We do need to talk about strength and conditioning at some stage. Let's put that on the list. We'll do a podcast on that.
Sounds strong and conditioning. So I know, you know, we talked a little bit about some specifics in relation to some of the disciplines, but really the message we're trying to get across is a mental one about being patient, about managing expectation, about trusting. It's a little bit fluffy, but trusting the journey.
Yeah, because, very much.
Because people right now, the majority of us are probably training for an event that's in the summer.
Yeah.
So we're four months maybe beyond. We're 8 months or so away from Ironman.
Yeah.
So it is a journey.
Yeah. So you don't want to be killing yourself every single day at the moment.
Yeah, and you need to be patient because you're not going to feel great every day.
Yeah.
Those days you do, fantastic. Those days you don't, it's just part of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think really important, stop looking for magic workouts. It's something that I've been guilty of chasing myself in the past. Everyone wants to know, which workout should I do to get faster? It's not the one workout. It's all of the workouts over time.
Yeah.
And someone even made a really good point one time. Probably not good for business for me, but the specifics of the training plan are far less important than actually someone complying with the training plan. If you are really inconsistent about doing what's on your plan, you're not going to get the benefits. If you don't do what's on the plan, you decide to mix and match with other things, you're not going to get the benefits that training plan is designed around. Mm. So don't sweat the minor details in your plan. Just follow the plan consistently over time.
Yeah. And I think that's a patience thing as well that we keep banging on about, because you can get a bit wound up about getting training peaks green and doing this and doing that. But again, the long journey, missing a workout on Tuesday because you had to work late or whatever, is really, as there is no magic workout, missing that one doesn't matter.
Bingo.
Don't beat yourself up, because if you start to mentally thrash yourself, that impacts the you know, your physical performance as well.
Yep. Great.
And you talked about the journey, so you know, it's got to be the big picture.
Yeah. Have a big picture, but take small steps every day.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah.
Is that your own or?
Probably not.
No. none of this stuff's your own.
And part of that taking small steps every day is also being present today, because you can't control what's gone in the past. You can't control what's coming in the future. You can only do what's here and now.
Yep.
So, yeah, do what's in front of you. Enjoy it. Know that it's contributing toward the bigger picture, and be patient that the rest will come.
I'll be patient, and I look forward to the next podcast.
Brilliant. Thanks, Doug.
Thanks for your time.